From Tidbits on February 13th, 2017, this is Chrome for iOS Gains QR Code and Barcode Scanning by Adam C. Angst. I was playing around on my iPhone the other day and happened to use 3D Touch on the icon for the Google Chrome web browser. Imagine my surprise when one of the quick actions that Chrome presented was Scan QR Code. And indeed, tapping it brought up a QR code scanning screen. It turns out that QR code and barcode scanning are new to Chrome, which Google released with version 56 of the iOS app on February 1st. For those who aren't aware, a QR code uses regions of dots and rectangles within a square to encode data, most commonly a URL to a web page. QR codes are used in advertising, publishing, product tracking, and other fields where it's helpful to have a graphical element stand in for a URL that would likely be impossible to remember or difficult to type, as I've shown in the TCN screenshot below. QR codes are also used to seed two-factor authentication systems, and some companies even use the technology in payment systems. Various apps and websites can create QR codes, and any professional designer using Adobe InDesign can insert one into a publication merely by choosing Object, Generate QR Code. Although QR codes have been around since 1994 and in common use since 2009, they have never really taken off. That's likely because Apple never built a general-purpose QR code scanner into the iPhone's camera app. The Wallet app can scan QR codes, but it only understands QR codes associated with wallet passes. Glenn Fleischman bemoaned this lack almost 5 years ago in Apple Could Make QR Codes Work with a Simple Tweak. With Chrome, scanning a QR code is easy, but you likely wouldn't figure it out on your own because there's absolutely no indication of the feature within the app itself. Instead, you must either 3D touch the app and then tap Scan QR Code, or search in Spotlight on QR and then tap a Scan QR Code search result. Then, center the QR code you want to scan in the camera's viewfinder. Chrome scans nearly instantly, so much so that capturing the screenshots was hard, and puts the URL associated with the QR code into the address field so you can preview it. Just tap the Go button to load the page. Chrome can also scan traditional barcodes, which it feeds into Google's search engine to find product pages and the like. In the screenshot, I've scanned the barcode in the bottom of my Garmin Forerunner 620 GPS watch box, and Google promptly displayed information about it. If you have a dedicated QR code scanning app that you use regularly, you may prefer to stick with it. In particular, I found it clumsy to invoke Chrome's scanner repeatedly, so a dedicated app may work better in such situations. But if, like me, you have to do a Spotlight search to find your QR code scanner anyway, it's faster and easier to use Chrome from the Spotlight search results screen. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, ScanSnap, and Squarespace, and supported by readers like you. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Apple News, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.